Life in this quiet village in the Birbhum district of West Bengal state was shaken in late January after what is said to have taken place in this hut. A 20-year-old member of the Santhal tribe said she was raped by neighbors in the Subalpur village for having a relationship with a man from a different community. Police have arrested 13 men in connection with the attack, including the tribal headman, who allegedly ordered the rape as punishment after the woman's family failed to pay a $420 fine. Villager Malika Thudu says she witnessed the proceedings and that Santhal tribe members were not involved in the decision.
Santhal villagers were there as bystanders and had no role in the trial. The political leaders, just to save themselves from trouble, are now putting the whole blame on the Santhals.
Such village courts are not uncommon in India's vast rural area, where elders settle disputes and deliver judgments on those accused of violating local traditions. But Nityanda Hembram, a senior leader of India's largest tribal community, says the gang rape was ordered by politically linked village leaders and not Santhals.
They have got a very high order of decision-making process. Their judicial system is, they will never give any punishment to the people concerned. They amicably solve the problem.
Prasenjit Biswas, a professor at Northeastern Hill University in the eastern Indian state of Meghalaya, says tribal councils have been hijacked by political parties.
The identity of the Santhals as a tribe here is under grave threat, because the very social order on which this identity is based can be played with by some external forces using their political, economic and social influences. And the influences are so disparaging that it completely denigrates the tribal social custom and tries to project it as something outdated.
Amid the outrage surrounding the gang rape and sharp criticism of kangaroo courts, members of West Bengal's Santhal tribal community have taken to the streets to defend their traditional practices. Demonstrators have called for India's Central Bureau of Investigation to intervene to determine who exactly was involved in ordering the gang rape of the young tribal woman. She was released from the hospital in February and is not expected to return to her village. The Supreme Court says the tribal woman's case, which comes more than a year after a shocking gang rape aboard a bus in the Indian capital, is the, quote, epitome of aggression against a woman, and that it could have been prevented. Aru Pandey, VOA News.